It's time for the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Levy, along with Brian Kaiser and Tim Neville, DeMar Parker, John Wilsbach also here, as we have the Capital Division in the balance. We'll find out a lot in the next 26 hours, and it starts right here tonight with Middletown and Trinity, two teams at 16-2 on the season. Just one loss in division for both of these teams, Brian. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
It's a big game, and the bottom line is you've got three teams fighting for that number one spot, and we've got all of them playing two games apiece within 4 days. So you've got Middletown Trinity tonight, Middletown Milton Hershey tomorrow, and then Milton Hershey playing Trinity on Friday. It is a huge slate of games that's coming up, and if somebody out of that trio can win two games, they win the division championship. It's that simple, and so much on the line. The first time these two teams played, Middletown did not get the job done. Can they win the game here on their home court and beat Trinity for the first time since 2011?
Now we will see. Middletown has not lost in this building. Of course, it's the first year of the new high school, and they are undefeated here at home. We'll take timeout when we come back. Our Brian Kaiser will talk to the coaches, Chris Sattell of Middletown, and Larry Kostolak, the head coach of the Trinity Shamrocks. Again, it is Middletown and Trinity boys basketball coming up on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Brian Kaiser back in the pregame show alongside of Trinity head basketball coach Larry Kostolak. Coach, huge win for you guys over the weekend against the Plymouth White Marsh team that is very highly regarded at the 6A level. Really speaks to what you've been trying to do, scheduling a lot of teams outside of the area to really give your team a lot of experience with different styles of basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly what we try to do, and that's been our philosophy for a long time. And our kids really rose to the challenge on Saturday, and we did beat a very good team.
One of the things about playing a team like a Plymouth White Marsh, it's a big high for the team, but you come right back to a Middletown team where it's a big game for both squads. No chance for a letdown, sort of like what the playoffs are going to be later on.
Yeah, it's exactly where we're at this week. That's what we talked with our kids. You know, this eight-day stretch, we'll have four games, and three of them were just gigantic. You know, two in our conference and the Plymouth White Marsh show this past weekend. So, you know, we just have to be ready, and we had a great workout last night, and I'm very confident that our kids will come out here and give everything they have tonight.
How important is this game for the team psyche-wise and for you to really know what this team is going to be able to do later on?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. Middletown is very good. They had a great football season. They're having a great basketball year. It's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. You know, we're looking forward to coming in here and giving it our best shot.
You won the first game over there, over at your place by 19, but it seemed like it was a game that was a lot closer than that, and yeah. They just, at the very end, you you were able to pull away.
Yeah, we did pull away at the end in that fourth quarter a little bit. I forget, it was like a 5-point game, something to that effect. And a couple things went our way, and our kids came through and got it done on the offensive end and got some stops. So that was the difference in that one. And down the stretch, we made foul shots. So hopefully we'll get the same type of effort this evening. Should be a good one.
What are you expecting from them? Any changes that you're expecting from them? Or is there anything that you think that your team has to do better to come out with a win on the road?
We're going to have to handle the ball against pressure. I suspect we'll see pressure. We always do. And, we saw it all weekend long. And I expect to see pressure tonight. So that's going to be our first and most critical part, is to be able to take care of the basketball. Secondly, we have to keep people in front of us. We have to be disciplined on defense and make it difficult for Middletown to get shots, because they're very, very athletic. And thirdly, we have to win defensive battle on the boards, so no question about it.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, the opponent tonight is a team that the last time you played them, it was a loss over there, but since that time, your team hasn't lost since. It's been quite a roll for your team. Talk about what it's been on this winning streak and what has been the catalyst.
We kind of refocused ourselves. Obviously, Trinity is a very good team. We've won 10 in a row since that time. We learned a lot from that. We've grown as a team, got some things out of the way with Ryan's 1,000, went on the road and played some very good non-conference teams, and really put ourselves in a good spot here with a three-way tie. We're a little bit behind Trinity, but that could change tonight. It's probably the first time in 25 years that Middletown's been able to control its own destiny this late in the season.
And obviously, back-to-back games that are crucially important. How important is it right now for this team in terms of goals as far as the division race? Is that something that they really are focusing on?
I think so. I mean, we've really just tried to play one game at a time. Every game has kind of been our Super Bowl, so to speak, and we started saying that this weekend, that we're going to focus on one game, and that's tonight. And Trinity's great, and we can't look forward to Milton Hershey, but realistically, we want to try to win our section. I mean, that'd be great if we can win our division and come out as the Capital champ. So yeah, we really want to try to get that.
We don't really talk a lot about senior leadership on this team, because you have so many juniors that play key roles, but Luke Marakovich obviously is a starter, and it was great for the team on Saturday against Tulpehocken to get some of those guys who do the dirty work behind the scenes some recognition and some opportunity for playing time.
Absolutely. I mean, our seniors are the backbone of our team. Obviously, our juniors are really good, but you got to have class guys that are behind there. And I always tell our guys, I want class acts. I don't want people acting like fools. And they kind of took to that, and they've kind of loved that role. They're great teammates. They listen to what we tell them to do. They work extremely hard in practice. So, it was great seeing those guys on Saturday, being able to get out and play. Kobe Sprecher, Tristan Maxwell, Braden Thomas, Trey Michael, Michael Mattis, and Luke have done such a great job for us. To be able to have a game like that was nice.
Let's talk about this one now. The first time over there, one of the things that the Trinity players said about your team was, even though they were ahead for pretty much most of that game, your team never quit, and it was one of the most difficult things about Middletown is that the team just keeps fighting and they never give up. What was the difference in the first game, though?
I think when you talk about Middletown, anybody that's been around this area for the last 40 years knows that Middletown kids are tough. They're going to play hard, they're going to play smart, and they're going to play together. That's just the blue-collar mentality that our kids have always had, and that dates back to when Dave Gravioff was playing and Brett Myers, and it goes back to Dave Twardzik and some of those guys as well. They're just tough kids, and they're great kids, and they're raised by their parents, and they know what the expectation is, so it's always nice to have that in the back of our head, knowing that we're going to compete every possession in every sport, no matter if it's winter, fall, or spring.
Interesting you brought some of those names up, because some of them are going to be back here today. How important is it to be able to link back to that history of the team and connect it to the success of today?
I winning a district championship is not easy in any classification. And I know still to this day, myself, I'm in touch with my teammates from 96 when I played at Palmyra. It's a moment that you're never going to forget. I put it right up there with getting married and the birth of my children. So I know that it's a big deal. And obviously some of our kids got to experience that this fall. But the reality of it is it's difficult. And you always have that bond. You always have those memories. So to be able to bring them back for our kids to see that 25 years ago that team was pretty darn good, and watching them over at Hershey Park Arena and the battle between the head coaches of Bill Gaffey over at Susquehanna Township, and then obviously we had a great coach here in Bob Heiser. So the tradition's always been there, and we're just trying to keep it up.
What's it going to take today? Is it changing in the style of what you guys, or just go out and do what you do and try to impose your will?
I'm hoping those guys get locked in the locker room and we have to forfeit the game. But we're going to do our best. We're going to try to spread it out a little bit. We're going to come out aggressively in our man because that's what we do. And if we have to play some zone, we will. But we've got to limit their second shots. We've got to take care of the basketball. We had way too many turnovers to start. So one possession at a time, and we got to win more of the 50-50 balls, and hopefully we'll be able to get it.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Middletown head basketball, Chris Sattell, back with more after this on the Fager Fink and Minor Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Sorry. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back to Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville, DeMar Parker, John Wilsbach, Owen Hedder, and John Moyer back at WMSS Studios. Brian, you have the starting lineup for this game.
I'm glad you could do that in one breath because that's the only way that could get done. Let's take a look first at the Shamrock, 16-2, 9-1 in the division. Head coach Larry Kaslak sends the following to the floor. 6'3 senior Austin Gilbertson, 6'3 senior Marcus Hall, 6'4 senior Tim Edwards, 5'11 junior Mike Scarpelli, and 6'11 junior Sean Good. Edwards and Gilbertson, the key guys, 18 points and 15 points a game, respectively. And their opponents, the hosting Middletown Blue Raiders, 16-2, 8-1 in the conference. Coach Chris Sattell sends out the usual. Ryan Hughes, the 6'4 junior. Tyre Mills, the 5'10 junior. Luke Marakovich, the 5'10 senior. Chris Plummer, the 6'3 junior. And Trey Leese, the 5'10 junior.
Good and Plummer at center circle. The official will step in, and this game is underway. The opening tap controlled by Trinity as Good is able to tap into the backcourt, and Hall will give it up to Scarpelli, who will bring it across the timeline. Good top of the key over to Hall on the left wing. Hall goes top of the key. Gilbertson, Good, over to Scarpelli on the right wing. Scarpelli goes to Gilbertson. Now it's Good in the lane. Back over to Scarpelli. Back out to Gilbertson. And now over to Edwards. Hall. Hall will drive in from the high elbow and get some contact, but goes to the bucket up and good.
Straight take to the hoop. Got Hughes to the inside, leaning just a little bit too much. And also got the bump as well. Nothing called. Look for these officials to let both these teams play.
Rogovich top of the key for Middletown. Now it's Hughes. Goes to Leach at the elbow. He'll drive in from there. Too strong off the glass. The tip is back up and in. Credit that to Plummer.
I think you got to give it to Leach because he's the last one who touched it, technically.
So 2-2 is the score. Scarpelli across midcourt for Trinity. Good. Goes over to Hall, left side. Scarpelli at the top. Fakes the three. Now drives to the foul line. Kicks it back out to Good. Over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson working against Mills, spins around, puts it off the glass, too strong, but good. The putback is good.
If you're Middletown, you've picked out your defensive matchups. Mills is going to be against Gilbertson to start. Plummer's inside against Good, and Edwards is getting matched up by Leach. But you've got to box out Good, keep him away from the box. That time Plummer didn't get a body on him.
Hughes left wing, right wing, Plummer, three-pointer, bullseye! Middletown lead 5-4. The first lead in the game for Middletown against Trinity this year. Because Middletown did not have the lead ever in that game over Trinity.
Well, that's important for them to stay within range. They never really were in that contest. We were just trying to play catch the entire time. Did a great job of keeping on fighting the entire time, but never could get closer over Trinity. Much more comfortable here.
Scarpelli into the front court. runs into a double team, has to stop the dribble. Good. Looks underneath, and Edwards, and he gets clubbed by Marakovic underneath.
That's great recognition from Trinity, because they set the high ball screen, and rolling off of that was Edwards down low, and the defensive switch got Marakovic matched up against him. That's a great matchup for Trinity. Marakovic wants to be guarding more around the outside, doesn't have the size to keep up with Edwards, and after that switch, it was one pass and a quick entry pass. Great pass from Good, the center, who has shown himself not to be much of a scorer, but he does have a very good eye of moving the basketball.
Timmy Edwards at the line. First shot is good. 62% on the season. We'll get another one, and that is no good. Hall in position for the rebound, but Mills is able to fight away. No, it's going to be Gilbertson who gets it for Trinity.
Never got two hands on the basketball.
Edwards gets it. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebound tipped up, and it's going to be Gilbertson again who comes away with it. He'll dribble it to the low post and lost it out of bounds. It's going to be a Middletown ball. Mills needs to watch it. He's going to get teed up. He got it.
And he should. And it's just something you can't do. And one of the things, it's the book on Austin Gilbertson, is very simple. You want to chip at him and chirp, get in his head. It's part of the game. Sometimes he can definitely get way too emotionally charged in a game. So that's one of the things that every team against Trinity is going to do. They're going to talk to Gilbertson the entire game. They're going to do it quietly, but that time it was a little bit too much. As Mills, after the ball went out of bounds off of Gilbertson because of a good defensive play, got right in his face, clapped in his face. Can't do that.
Gilbertson makes the first of the two free throws. And Trinity back up 6-5.
And I think this is a good switch, too, for a couple reasons. Mills out of the game. And now the bad thing for Middletown is they had the basketball. They had gotten the stop. The technical gives Gilbertson 2 points in the line, and they get the basketball. With Mattis in the game, though, it's a much more natural matchup defensively with Mattis against Good and Plummer matching up against Edwards.
Scarpelli to Good. Over to Gilbertson. He'll drive to the foul line now into Good, who will turn around, put it up, no good. Rebound tipped up, that's no good. Hall gets the board, and the putback attempt again is no good. Rebound finally, Mattis had it, but he got it swiped away. Gilbertson gives it to Edwards, who lays it up and in.
It's going to be a long game if the referees allow this to go on like they are right now. There's a lot of guys smacking over the back, all sorts of stuff. They're letting so much contact go right now, and it's against the smaller team that is going to be a disadvantage.
Hughes drives to the bucket, got too far underneath, but he is going to be fouled in the act. He couldn't reach the ball back around the rim. He hit, jammed it on the underside of the rim, but he gets the foul on Marcus Hall.
And Hall in the last contest got in foul trouble early between these two teams. So, and that's because he's got the matchup against Hughes, the best offensive one-on-one player for the Blue Raiders this year, 17.4 points per game.
Misses the first free throw. He's 75%. At the stripe on the season.
This is a really important beginning to the game, too, for Middletown, because you got to have belief. And if Trinity jumps out on them here in the first quarter, their confidence is going to continue bursting after what they did against Plymouth-Whitmarsh this Saturday.
And Gilbertson driving in, kicks it back out. That was Edwards back to Gilbertson for three. It's good. 12-6 Shamrocks. Marakovic double-teamed in the backcourt. Gives it to Hughes, back over to Marakovic. He'll split through the defenders. Underneath is Leach. He'll put it up and in.
Talk about a guy who has no fear. That's Trey Leach on the inside. Listed generously at 5'10", goes right at the big guy. Good, like he did in the last game, and this time gets it to go. He's already got four.
Scarpelli to Good, top of the key. Over to Hall on the right wing. Hall will dribble to the top. Hands it off there to Edwards, looking into Good. Back over, Hall, long two-point shot. That's no good. Mattis in position for the rebound for the Raiders.
Hall's a guy you've got to give that shot to. Him. You want him shooting from 15. He makes a couple of them fine, but he's got to prove it.
Plummer, left wing. Looks it back to Hughes. Drives baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Good with the rebound for Trinity. Up court, Scarpelli. At the top, drives down the right side of the lane, kicks it through the lane, and Edwards is camping out on the baseline on the other side and gets the easy bucket.
Yeah, but the no-look from Scarpelli drew the entire defense. Great assist for him.
14-8. Shamrock lead is 6. Rakovic, top of the key for the Raiders, between the circles. Bounce pass over to Mattis. Right wing. Plummer. three-pointer fading away, no good. Rebound, though, is going to be run down by Leach in the right corner. Out to Marakovic at the top. Now it's passed to Mattis. At the elbow on the left, over across the lane to Hughes, and he will get fouled. Is that Hall again?
Yep. Another quick one on Hall. And it's that elbow offense that Middletown likes to use, where they have one elbow, they go the pass on the other elbow with a good screen down low, and Hall got picked off and was late coming back.
And now his pass goes right to Hughes. Nobody was paying attention, and he just lays it high off the glass and good.
They had not settled on their defensive assignments once Hall went out of the game, and that allowed Hughes to have that opening.
Jack Mooker into the game for the first time. It's good. Down low, Edwards. He will try it. No good. Rebound. Hughes comes away and steals it, and it's going to be a foul on Trinity.
Mooker immediately comes to the game and gets caught in the wrong place after the block inside. The presence of Mattis on the inside really has helped out, and with Plummer down low, the matchup against Edwards, it's not the same small matchup that Edwards had to begin the game, and he gets that one rejected.
Mattis, elbow, left side, cross court, Plummer, right corner, three, in and out. Rebound, though, is Hughes. He tries to force it into Leach, but it's knocked around and stolen away. Edwards gets it up court. Gilbertson tries the three. It's good. To make it a two, his foot was on the line.
Yeah, he was definitely over the line that time.
16-10, the Shamrock lead back to a half dozen here as Marakovic was in a bunch of traffic and tried to throw a pass to Plummer, and it's too hot and out of bounds.
It was not a smart pass that time either from Marakovic. One of the things that Middletown really concentrated on coming into this game is working against the pressure of Trinity. They're going to extend a 1-3-1 zone press most of the time. You've got to be aware of where your outlets are.
Matt Long into the game for the first time for the Shamrocks. Good top of the key. Over to Edwards. Now it's Booker. Just inside the arc, back to Good, over to Long on the right wing. Long to the foul line, across it goes to Booker, who will drive, reverse layup up and good for Jack Booker. And it's 18-10, biggest lead of the game for the Shamrocks.
He averages almost six a game.
There's a bad pass in the backcourt. Hughes having a rough time picking it up. It's going to be a jump ball. Should be Middletown ball here.
It is, but already this game, because of the Trinity pressure in Middletown, wanting to slow things down, but that pass from Leach was slow coming over to Hughes, and that was an issue. It allowed the hand to get in the passing lane.
1:49 to go in the first quarter. 18-10, Trinity with the lead here against Middletown. Again, both of these teams just one loss in Mid-Penn Capital Division play. Leach across midcourt for the Raiders. He'll give it off to Kobe Sprecher, who just checked into the game for Middletown. He'll throw a pass over to Plummer on the left wing. Now Hughes in the lane. Spins around, puts it up, and gets a no-good bounce. Rebound is controlled by Trajan Ruiz of Trinity, and he'll get fouled.
The problem for Middletown is Sprecher picks up the personal foul. With Good being 6'11", you've got two types of officials usually. You've got the officials that they will look at the 6'11 guy and say he's got enough of an advantage and call a lot of over the back and a lot of stuff like that. And you have the officials who look at it and go, he can do no wrong. That's the category that Good's in here.
Pass gets into Ruiz underneath, but Hughes ties it up from the backside on a shot attempt, so a jump ball. Trinity will get it back here.
There's a way for Middletown to combat that, too. You have to body him up and move him around. He is not a strong individual. He is a tall individual. So you've got to body him out. I think it's part of the reason that Kobe Sprecher's in the game right now. He's going to use his physicality and move Good around when he's in there, but they will take him out and allow Kalen Barris, a 6'6 sophomore, to come into the game here to play a little bit of center.
And Barris did not play for this team until after Middletown played him in the first half. And we're going to have a foul called against Middletown.
Truesdale gets called for the personal foul. Middletown fans not happy about it because Gilbertson had already lost the ball when the foul was being called.
And now his pass goes to Barris. He can't make it, though, and Hughes comes away with a rebound. Spins out of the traffic. Goes down the left side. Almost loses it. Now he's double-teamed. Truesdale gets it. Back to Hughes. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. 18-10, Trinity leads Middletown. It's Leach over on the right wing. He'll come back out into the front court. Slow things down. Leach with the dribble. Down to Plummer in the corner. Plummer to the wing. Now it's Hughes, top of the key. Long three on the way. It's an air ball, and rebound is by Veris.
Yeah, Ryan's pressing right now, and there's no need to do that, especially with the shot clock and with the game clock where it is. You want to keep working that ball for a much better opportunity.
Long top of the key. He'll try the three. That's no good. Veris in position for the rebound. Middletown saves it from going out of bounds. Plummer gets it in to Leach. Great hustle play.
That's tremendous effort from Plummer, because that ball should have been out, and Middletown is not boxing out well at all underneath.
Plummer, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Leach, 5 seconds to go. Bounce pass. Hughes underneath, way underneath. Gives it to Truesdale. No good at the buzzer. We'll step out. We've played one. Our score after one quarter, it's Trinity 18, Middletown 10. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Raiders get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing 18 to 10. Leach in the front court. Hughes, Rakovich underneath, gives it to Truesdale, who will put it up and in.
Rakovich did not realize how wide open he was. Yeah. All he had to do was turn, and he had his back to the basket, still gets the assist.
Gilbertson will bring it up the floor. A 6-point lead here for Trinity, as it'll be Veris top of the key. It's over to Booker on the left wing. Back top of the key to Edwards. Over to Long. Now it's Veris at the top. Gilbertson, left wing, off a screen. We'll dump it down to Veris to the bucket. No good. Too strong. Rebound is by Veris again. And now we're going to get the foul on Truesdale.
Steve, the issue here for Middletown is very simple. And that is Trinity's making some good cuts to the basket, but they're missing shots. What is Middletown not doing? They're not physically boxing out strong underneath. And that's allowing a lot of second chance opportunities. This has been all Trinity on the glass right now. And that's the difference in this game more than anything else.
Bears first shot good. Second shot no good. Rebounding foul is going to be Booker over the back.
Second on Booker.
Middletown fans wanted him teed up. But
he should have been. Yeah. I mean, realistically, but they missed it because they were, the guy who was coming over, who was closest to it, was coming over to call the foul at the scores table. But for the Tyer Mills technical foul in the first quarter, that one was the same situation and should have been called.
Rakovich, cross-court pass, Hughes driving in from the left wing. Shot no good, rebound no, Plummer is able to come away with it.
Ryan's got to let the game come to me. He's really pressing at this point.
Rakovich at the elbow, cross-court to Truesdale. Back cross to Plummer, tries the long two-point jumper, that's no good. Rebound, and we're going to get a foul over the back on Leach.
And for all of the stuff that Trinity has been doing in this game, that is nothing on Trey Leach. Absolutely nothing compared to what we've seen so far.
Bounce pass, Scarpelli. He'll get it back to Gilbertson in the backcourt. 19-12. Trinity with a 7-point lead here. 6.5 to go in the first half. Gilbertson, bounce pass to Good. Scarpelli, left wing. Floats one in to Edwards. He'll put it up, no good. Rebound. We're going to have a foul again on Middletown. It's going to be Truesdale, his third.
Here's the thing, though, Steve, and this is the thing. This is what the officials missed on that play. Edwards threw up an air ball, and the ball came down and was grabbed by Edwards. That's a traveling violation.
Yeah.
They missed it. no matter what Truesdale ended up doing, the first ball and the first person to touch the air ball was the guy who shot it. That's a travel. This crew is struggling here in the early part of this game.
Her shot from good at the line is good. He's got three. 20-12. Chance to give them their biggest lead of the game of nine here. On the way at short. Rebound is by Alcock of Middletown.
Alcock gives him a little bit more height at a guard-type position. What he needs to make sure he does, he's got to defend effectively in this game and earn his time.
Leads to Plummer in the front court, out near midcourt. Plummer at the top. Takes the drive. Now he will work it down halfway down the lane over to Alcock. He'll drive baseline, tries to reverse layup. He's too far under, no good. Rebound by Trinity. Here comes Gilbertson down court. And Markovich tipped the pass, and Edwards couldn't handle it. And it goes out off of Edwards.
That's a great job by Markovich looking for the basketball, getting that tip. And I love the decision here by Middletown to pull the ball out and isolate Plummer against Good one-on-one.
Markovich, Plummer, top of the key. Goes over to Hughes, looking underneath. Mills all alone, puts it off the glass and in.
You have to think he's going to be fired up to get back out there now after having to sit for a full quarter, which is what the penalty is from the Middletown perspective after a technical. That's what Coach Sattell does for his players when they pick up a tee.
Scarpelli, top of the key. Goes over to the left side. Now off a screen from Good. Works it down the lane. Tries the layup attempt. No good. Good gets the rebound. Back to Gilbertson. Tries the three. That's no good. Rebound Plummer. Good job of boxing out on Good that time.
Finally, a physical box out by one of the Middletown players underneath.
Hughes across midcourt. 5 minutes to go in the first half. 20-14. Shamrocks lead the Raiders here with Tyre Mills top of the key. For Middletown, over to Plummer on the right side in the front court. Markovich at the point. We'll pass it off to Hughes. Back out to Markovich at the point. Drives to the elbow. Cross to Alcock. Right elbow. He is double-teamed, and Gilbertson is going to be called with the reach.
Good strength from David holding on to the basketball.
Foul number five for Trinity. Leach, Mattis set to come back in for Middletown. Hughes will get a blow, as will Plummer.
This is a very dangerous time, though, now for Middletown because two of your best scoring options are coming out of the game. And Markovich, usually one of your best ones, has not scored yet.
Now it's passed to Mills at the elbow. Comes back out with the dribble towards center circle. 4:25 to go in the half. Mills top of the key over to Markovich. Markovich holds. It's Mattis. Mills off a screen. He'll try the three. High off the glass, and they're going to say it hit something? Bounce straight up. Didn't hit anything.
Like I said, this crew is struggling, and it's painful to watch them do so in such a big game for both these teams.
Yeah. That's going to be Trinity ball. Scarpelli. Down to the left wing, goes to Edwards at the top, over to Long, tries the three, that's too strong, rebound tipped up, and it eventually gets to Edwards, his shot is blocked, it's loose, Markovich comes away with it, stays in bounds somehow, going to the bucket, dumps it off to Alcock, but he's going to be fouled by Scarpelli.
Markovich just tiptoeing along the sideline there, kept his feet in, got the Middletown to break down. Middletown picks up the foul against Trinity.
At the defensive end, though, the rejection from Michael Mattis, and that's where Michael Mattis can influence a basketball game. His size and his ability from off the play to come over and influence shots and reject them.
Plummer and Hughes back in the ball game. Mills looking to get it inbounds, floats one in. Hughes gets it at the elbow on the right. Backs into the lane, kicks it over to Mills in the corner. Comes back out, tries the three. That is no good. Rebound is by Leach, and he is going to have it out of bounds. I think he dribbled it and hit his knee.
Here's the shot selection problem, though, for Middletown. Notice what a lot of these shots are. Step backs, fallaways. They're not working for good, solid, clean looks at the basket. They're trying to manufacture them. And right now, you can't do that against Trinity and hope to outscore them.
Edwards looks down low for good, and Mattis gets in his face and blocks the shot, knocks it out of bounds.
The challenge was to Michael Mattis coming in this game. When he comes into the contest, you have got to be an influence on the inside. He has done so.
Inbounds pass goes to Scarpelli, and he gets the ball and then swings his elbow forward and pops Hughes right in the face, and he's going to be called for the foul.
And he'll sit down because that's his second. Team seventh. Player control foul, though, means that it's going to be inbound for Middletown, but it's 1-1 both ways the rest of this first half.
Leach across midcourt for the Raiders. He has it on the right wing, down low. Hughes to the bucket. It's going to be good. And a timeout, a 30-second timeout being taken by Middletown to talk things over here as Middletown is pulled within four.
And coming up at halftime, John Wilsbach will be down on the floor with the 1992 district champion Middletown Blue Raider boys basketball team reunion that they're going to have here. So he'll be running things, and we'll have that for you live during our halftime show. First time these two teams played. Back January 6th, down at Trinity, it was 66-47 in that game. It was Gilbertson who had 23 in that one, 19 for Timmy Edwards. But for Middletown, they just never could get going, and they were not comfortable in the gym where they were not shooting well. Plummer led the way with 13. Ryan Hughes at that time, his season low of 12. So much more comfortable in this gym, and the intensity of this game is starting to really pick up.
Long up court to Ruiz, now back to Long. Long on the sideline, almost lost it. Now it is lost. It's loose. Plummer gets it. Up court, Leach. One-on-one with Good. He'll go right towards him. Shot no good. Rebound by Trinity. Up court, Edwards steps into the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound tipped up, no good. And now it's Leach with the rebound. Up court, Plummer cherry picking. Going to the bucket. He'll put it in.
That's the type of fast break layup in Middletown wants to take, when they can leak out in front of everybody. The leap shot was ill-advised. It's exactly what they talked about not doing, and that's attacking Good when he's alone back there.
Middletown has pulled within two here, 20-18. Ruiz on the left side. Good. Top of the key. Over to Long on the right. Top of the key, Edwards. Over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson off a screen. Passes off, though, to Good. Now it's Ruiz. Goes just inside the arc. Long two-point shot. That's no good. Rebound by Plummer.
They'll let him shoot every single time down the floor. They are not worried about somebody who averages less than 2 points a game.
So Leach across midcourt. Mattis holds. Plummer back over to Hughes. Right side in the front court. Left side is Mills. Back out to Leach. Middletown slowing it down here. All these passes out front. That's going to be Mattis, and he gets it poked away, stripped, and lost, and it's going to be Trinity who comes away with it. Good job by Hughes to knock it up. Ruiz finally comes away with it, tries to pass it to Good. No good with the shot. Rebound. We're going to have a foul called against Middletown.
It's going to be against Mattis. This is the one place where Mattis does not necessarily help the team with what the strategy they're trying to run offensively, where they are using him also as one of the guys to pass out top. You don't want him as one of those guys. He's not the best ball handler. You've got quick guys out there darting in into passing lanes. So that is going to be the sub here. But Mattis has definitely made his impact here in this first half, being effective inside for Middletown against the size of Trinity when they needed some help.
Good first shot is good. Second shot is also made, and it is 22-18. Trinity by four. Here comes Hughes across midcourt, walking it up the floor, gets to the top, now drives down the lane. Mid-range jumper is good.
Hughes, I think he was salivating the second he looked up and saw the smaller Matt Long faced up against him, took the sophomore right to the hole.
Gilbertson passes off to Edwards. Top over to Long, open for three. That's short. Rebound comes out. Leach gets it. Leach will take it down the floor, left side to the bucket. Too strong. Rebound goes knocked out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Shamrocks.
Leach is making a mistake in what he's attempting to do because he's trying to push the tempo. That's fine. But the problem is he's trying to take layup opportunities that are not there, and he knows it, so he's trying to force the ball.
And he makes a steal defensively as the pass gets into Long, and he can't quite handle it correctly, and Leach is able to knock it out of bounds off of his leg.
And that's what he may do better than anybody else in the entire division. His ability to read the play and reach in and steal the ball on contact. Uncanny.
Mills, bounce pass to Plummer. 35 seconds to go in the half. Middletown trails by two here. Marakovich, Hughes goes to Leach. Now it's Marakovich. Hughes. 20 seconds to go.
Boy, a three could do unbelievable things for the psyche of Middletown going into halftime.
Leach, 10 seconds. They're setting it up. Leach, 7 seconds. He'll give it to Mills. Mills will break free, go on to the bucket, dishes it off. It's loose. Mills from the baseline, no good at the buzzer. So at halftime, Trinity with a 2-point lead, 22-20 over Middletown. And we're going to have...
John's going to take over in a second, but that was a big possession there to try to give Middletown the lead, but a great job that time by Middletown. Believe the cheerleaders are going to perform first. John loses in that situation, but we're going to have that presentation coming up at half. Just looking very quickly. Let's run stats. Ryan Hughes, 7 points in the first half. 5 for Chris Plummer, 4 for Trey Leach, 2 each for Mills and for Truesdale. For Trinity, 7 points for Gilbertson, 5 for Edwards, 5 for Good, 2 for Hall, 2 for Booker, and 1 for Varis. Our score is 22-20. Let's go down to John Wilsbach.
My name is John Wilsbach from WMSS Radio. In 1992, I had the distinct pleasure of broadcasting the 1992 District 3 AAA Boys Basketball Championship basketball game at Hershey Park Arena. In the history of Middletown Boys Basketball, the Blue Raiders won District 3 championships in 68, 72, 73, and in 1992. Middletown defeated Kennerdale 53-46 for its fourth district title. Tonight, 25 years later, we recognize the members of that 1992 team. Unable to be with us tonight are Darren Altimore, Chris Crobath, Ben Olson, Matt Barnoski, Jason Berger, Sean Ferjanik, and Jeff Sayers. Let me introduce those who are here tonight. We'll start with the assistant coach and member of the 68 state championship team, Charlie Bowen. Martin. Omar Parker. Kevin Welsh. Barry Alsh. Charles Wallace. The head football coach of Middletown football was a member of that team, Brett Myers. And the all-time leading scorer in Middletown basketball history with 2,000 points, Dave Grabuloff. Oh, also Chris Boyer. Now, the head coach of the Middletown boys team that year was Bob Heiser. Bob Heiser is the head girls basketball coach at Lower Dolphin and unable to be with us tonight. So he gave me a letter for you guys to read. To the 1992 Middletown Blue Raider District title team from Coach Heiser. Sorry I can't be with you tonight. First of all, I miss you guys. Not many times in a coach's career does a coach get lucky enough to lead a team like this 1992 unit. You guys were a combination of special young men who were talented, determined, and competitive. You were one of the few teams that hated to lose games. If I recall, it was Mr. Myers that broke a ceiling light bulb in the visitors' locker room after one of our few losses that season. He says, sorry, Brett, for bringing that up. It was a pleasure coaching you all, not only in 1992, but throughout your careers at Middletown. And even though each game that season, you guys caused my aging process to accelerate, you gave me a joyous memory that I will never forget. I truly thank this team for that. Good luck and good health, man, Coach Heiser. Now, many of you have asked about the gymnasium missing all of the championship banners. The gymnasium was not fully completed until mid-October, so there was not sufficient time to have the banners properly hung prior to the start of the winter sports season in November. So the banners will be hung after all the winter sports have concluded. It will take a few days, and they'll, of course, have to have no one in the gym when they do that. The district appreciates everyone's patience. And we look forward to the 1992 championship banner in the coming months hung here in the gymnasium. Ladies and gentlemen, the 1992 District 3 boys basketball champions, the Middletown Blue Raiders.
And that was our John Wilsbach down on the floor celebrating the championship team from 25 years ago. Great to see all those guys come back here for this game. And Terry Martin carried the trophy out. I think he borrowed it out from the trophy cases that are out here in the hall. But it's good to see all them back here and be celebrated here tonight.
You know, the other thing was great to see, and this is the thing that Coach Chris Sattell understands so well. His players did not go back in the locker room right away. They stayed out here and actually had and greeted the entire 92 team before they went out. And after that, then they went in the locker room. You would think that, you know, a lot of coaches were like, okay, that's great and all. We got a game to try to win here in the second half. He understands how important the link is between the history, the legacy of this program, and the current group as well, and teaching that sort of a lesson. And I think that's a great thing. But as far as seeing these guys back again, there's some of them that look like they could still go right now. And there are some of them that do not. So... We're not going to have a, I had recommended to John at one point, hey, why don't we bring some of them back and have them go out there and play maybe a game here at halftime. We got a good chuckle after seeing some of them. So we'll deal with the guys that we have coming back on the floor in about 8 minutes.
We'll take time out as we are at halftime here. Big game in the Mid-Penn Capital Division. Our score at the break, it is Trinity 22, Middletown 20. Back with more of the halftime show after this. Here on the Fager Finger Miner Funeral Home for Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back, Middletown High School Gymnasium. We are at halftime here. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville, DeMar Parker. As it is 22-20, Trinity leading Middletown. The Raiders found themselves down 20-12 at one point and was able to close out the half on an 8-2 run, I guess you could say. Runs like that are, pretty significant in a game like this, as we figured it was going to be a little bit low scoring. You look at Middletown on the year, their second lowest point total was 61.
Yeah,
their lowest was 47.
We kind of figured coming in that if Middletown's going to have a chance this game, they're going to have to keep the score down. And in the first half, the team that normally wants to push the pressure and push the tempo is Middletown. And that there has been a definite concerted effort not to do that as much in this game. When you take a look at Trinity in that second quarter, I think one of the main things you need to look at is who did their scoring. In the first quarter, Gilbert stood with 7, Edwards with 5. In the second quarter, they didn't have a basket from the floor, and not only did they not have a basket from the floor as a team, Gilbertson and Edwards weren't taking many shots. It was the other guys. So they'd come down, Long would hoist up a 3. They'd have Varus taking shots on the inside. Booker, Ruiz, guys that you are not worried about shooting the basketball if you're Middletown. You want them shooting the basketball. Because if I'm Middletown, I don't want the guy who's shooting, who's scoring 18 points a game or 15 points a game to shoot the ball if I can get somebody who's scoring 4 or 6 or 1 point per game. Those are the guys. So as far as what Middletown did defensively in that second quarter, I thought halfway through the second quarter, they started boxing out better and more firmly on the inside, and that helped eliminate more of the second-chance shots. The other thing that they did in that second quarter, though, was they forced the ball out of the hands of the guys they didn't want to shoot. And because Trinity is an unselfish team, normally Gilbertson would pass the ball off, Edwards would pass the ball off, and hope that their teammates would either find them again or be able to make a shot themselves. It didn't happen in that second quarter. So I don't know that it's going to happen the rest of the game, but what Middletown's done because of that performance in the first half is they've allowed themselves to be in the contest. They know that they can hang with this Trinity team now, and now it's one half of basketball to determine what is going to happen tomorrow night and Friday as far as the importance of those games. I'll be honest with you. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Middletown matches up a lot better style-wise against Milton Hershey than they do against Trinity. Always tough to win on the road, but from a style perspective, Middletown, I think, matches better against Milton Hershey. You come in here, and I know you're going back-to-back days, but if you win a game here against Trinity and have a chance to win the division title tomorrow, I like rolling the dice on that one if I'm Coach Chris Sattell. So a huge half of basketball that really is going to determine from a divisional standpoint where Middletown's going to be for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and then one of the toughest things about playing against this Trinity team is they have size across the board.
Yeah.
And Middletown does not.
No.
And every starter that are out on the floor, Scarpelli started tonight, and he's only 6 foot, but Gilbertson, you know, he's 6'3", Hall 6'3", Edwards is 6'4", of course Wood 6'10". So and Booker, he used to be the fifth starter. He's 6'5 when he's in there. So that's size across the board.
But that's where, when Michael Mattis came into the basketball game, those matchups size-wise changed. So Mattis is a better matchup for Sean Good. Plummer is a better matchup head-on-head against a guy who wants to go inside like Timmy Edwards. And now all of a sudden, you've got Gilbertson, who's going to be matched up against somebody smaller anyways, but they're going to try to be in his face and deny him, and you're not worried about anybody else at that point. Those right, are the guys right. that really bother you from a matchup standpoint. So when Mattis is in the game, it's a more comfortable defensive matchup for Middletown, and the fact that he was able to come in and play not just minutes, but quality minutes when he came yeah. in the game, that was a huge first half. I don't care what the scoring says and the fact that Mattis did not score at all in that first half of basketball. Middletown's player that first half was Michael Mattis, and they need the same sort of effort, I think, here in the second half.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. When we come back, well, the start of the second half. Again, our score at the break. It is Trinity 22, Middletown 20. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Second half about to be underway here for Middletown High School Gymnasium. Trinity leads Middletown 22-20. These teams are technically, we can say they're deadlocked atop the Mid-Penn Capital Division standings as Middletown has one makeup game to play tomorrow. So Trinity's at 9-1. Middletown and Milton Hershey are at 8-1 right, in the division.
And none of the three teams has a game left except the ones against each other that you would expect them to have any trouble with remaining. So for all intent and purposes, it's three games this week that will determine the division title.
Trinity starts the second half with the basketball. It's Scarpelli. He'll be on the right wing. Spins into the pressure from Leach. Able to get it to Good, top of the key, looking underneath, and Plummer able to steal it away. He knocked it in the hands of Hughes.
Great recognition, too, because he knows Good's not a threat to shoot from out top. So he sags inside. Marakovic got switched on to Edwards. Bad matchup for Middletown. And Plummer erased that by sagging inside, getting the steal.
Plummer, Rakovic, top of the key, open for three. He'll take it. It's no good. Rebound, though, is going to be out of bounds, and it's off of Edwards.
Rakovic did not score in that first half. And, Steve, when he hits multiple 3 points in a game, he's 20 points per game on the year.
Inbound alley-oop is to Hughes off the glass, and good, and we're tied at 22.
And Ryan Hughes coming off a six-point performance against Tulpa Hawkins because they didn't need him to. Only the second time since his freshman year he had not scored in double digits in the game, and both those games were runaways.
Scarpelli gets around Marakovic high off the glass, and good. First points of the game for Mike Scarpelli for Trinity, and they're back up by two.
That's the sort of thing that Trinity did not get in that second quarter, was scoring by the other guys when they were getting the chance.
Hughes hits Marakovic down the lane. He's going to be fouled. It's going to be Gilbertson.
Gilbertson second. He actually was not in the game offensively in that second quarter at all. I mean, I don't even remember him taking more than a shot or two in that entire second quarter. So he's got to get back in the flow.
Inbounds pass goes right to Scarpelli, an immediate blocking foul against Marakovic.
That's a good foul by Marakovic also. Because otherwise, if he doesn't bump Scarpelli on the way up and get called for that foul, Scarpelli's in the clear, and nobody's back defending.
Edwards gets it to Good. Baseline reverse layup attempt blocked by Hughes. Marakovic comes away with it, spins around in the backcourt. They'll have it at midcourt, into the front court. Working against Scarpelli, gets by him, down the lane, no good. Rebound is by Edwards. We'll get it up. Here's Gilbertson. At the foul line. Jumper from there is good.
The only problem with the matchup with Tyer Mills matching up against Gilbertson is Mills is giving up about 6 inches. And Gilbertson very good at getting his shot against smaller players.
Plummer top of the key. He'll put it up over good. Shot no good. Rebound by Hall. Here comes Gilbertson down into the front court. Scarpelli baseline. Edwards puts it up. Rolls around. It's no good. Good tips it out. That's going to be Edwards with the floater. No good. Rebound is Marakovic.
But another offensive rebound. Give them another good look at the basket. And Middletown has to do better.
Hughes, top of the key. Mrakovich takes the shot. A couple dribbles over to Plummer on the right side. Over to Leach on the left. Back over to Hughes. He'll take the three. That is no good. Rebound is by Trinity. It's Scarpelli who comes away with it. Spins out of the pressure. Top of the key. Almost spun into some more pressure, but gets it over to Gilbertson and back to Scarpelli. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Trinity leads by four. Scarpelli off a screen from Good. Foul line. Dumps it back to Good. Lost it, though. Plummer saves it into Hughes. Behind the back dribble. Gets away from the pressure. Over to the left side into the front court. Hughes dribbles to the wing. Now stops. Comes back out. Mrakovich. Over to Leach. He'll drive. Puts it up. That's no good. Rebound tipped up. And Good gets the rebound this time. Here comes Gilbertson. Down in the corner, Scarpelli, three-pointer, too strong, rebound, Good in position, but it's going to be knocked out from underneath.
It's the right call because Plummer had to sneak in there just to get a piece of that. That rebound coming to the near side where Middletown had no rebounding support was a problem, and now Michael Mattis comes back in the game in place of Plummer.
Now it's pass goes to Hall. Now it's Gilbertson. Tries the three. That's off the back of the rim, but it takes a dead bounce and goes through.
Boy, that was a poor shot from Gilbertson. And he gets bailed out by that dead kick.
So a 7-point run here for Trinity after Middletown tied it at 22. And it's 29-22, and we have got a foul called away for the ball. It's going to be Hall picking up his third.
He has not spent much time on the floor in the two games between Middletown and Trinity because he's being put on Ryan Hughes, and Hughes is just running him ragged.
Raiders to inbound. It's going to be Mills. Gets it in to Hughes. Puts it off the glass and good.
That's a sneaky pass from Mills and finds Hughes. First player in double digits for the Blue Raiders with 11.
29-24. Lead is 5 for the Shamrocks as Gilbertson across midcourt. Mills picking up the pressure. He'll dump it off Edwards. Shot was partially blocked in the rebound. We're going to have a foul called against the Shamrocks.
Now, it was Booker who actually was stepping on the end line when he reached in to touch the ball. So no foul, but it's still Middletown basketball.
It'll be Raider ball. Mrakovich to Leach in the backcourt. He'll walk it up the floor. Midway through the third, Raiders trail by 5. Here's Mrakovich cross-court. Hughes, he'll take a long two-pointer. It's good.
I think Ryan's starting to feel it a little bit too. Middletown in the first half really tried to force the outside shots. This time, they're doing it more in rhythm. Hughes, all 6 of Middletown's points after the halftime break.
Scarpelli, left wing. Spins around, goes to Good, top of the key. Now tries to pass down low to Edwards, and it's too hot for him. He couldn't handle it, out of bounds.
Plummer back in, Mills out. And now a little bit more size for Middletown is what Coach Sattel saw was that Mrakovich was stuck down low against Edwards. Tough matchup. Fortunately for Middletown, Edwards was trying so hard to get position that he couldn't get back to the inaccurate pass.
Mrakovich, top of the key. Goes over to Mattis. Left side, back to Mrakovich. Deep three on the way. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound is by Trinity. That is Edwards. Up court, Gilbertson. Right wing, over to Booker. Thought about the three. Now drive down to the baseline. Throws a pass into no man's land. Gilbertson has to run back to midcourt to get it. Steps up to the top of the key. Hits the triple. It's good. And Leach is going to be called for the foul.
And that's horrible recognition for Middletown, unfortunately. And also, the referees fell for one of the oldest tricks in the book from a veteran offensive player in Gilbertson. And because it's after the shot on the box out, I can't even comprehend what the call really is that time. If anything, you give him one at the line because it's a rebounding foul.
That's Gilbertson tries to pass. Hughes tips it loose, and it's going to be stolen away by Hughes. Hughes brings it down. 3-on-1. Hughes to the bucket himself. Finger roll up and good.
And a great fake down to the baseline. Forces Barris to respect it and clears up room inside.
Scarpelli down the corner. Booker, long two, no good. Rebound Hughes, and Barris is going to throw him to the floor, and he'll get the technical.
That may not just be a technical. He's going to be lucky if he doesn't get more. This is where Middletown has to keep their poise, and they are. But Barris got tied up with Hughes, and Barris never stopped. and he continued on the play, and this is definitely a technical that should be called by the officials. So Varus on the personal, Varus on the technical.
And Sattel bringing his guys in, telling him to stay out of it. He does not want Middletown to pick up another technical there.
Now the important thing here, too, is Middletown, if they can... And this is where I don't know that I'd send Hughes to the line, because he's the one who's a little bit more emotionally charged here. And this is where you also can maybe get Marakovich into a shooting flow.
I don't think Hughes is emotionally charged. He was clapping his hands after the call. He was calm. It was Leach that was... He was.
I know Leach was fired up. That's because that's the kind of guy that Trey is.
Yeah.
And I believe the ref over here earlier had called a foul on Leach, and that said something to Leach, because Leach is talking to Sattel and Coffey about something that the ref said to him.
He's okay.
Second shot from Hughes, also good. So he makes both free throws on the technical.
They called nothing on Leach. They were just talking to him about being a little bit too fired up, and that's why you need guys and leaders on out of the floor to make sure that they pull somebody who's a little bit too charged up away from the fray.
Some of the Middletown guys over on the bottom row on the far side are doing a good job of calming Leach down as well. There's a bad pass, Plummer cross court. Gilbertson gets it, throws it into the backcourt, but it's going to be nicely tipped into the front court by Edwards, who puts it off the glass and good. No call.
Yeah,
on the backcourt because the feet were never down.
It was in the air. And you have to establish position in the backcourt. It's not where the ball is.
Hughes, top of the key. Mattis underneath to Mills. He will put it up and no good. Rebound is by Good. Up court. It gets to Edwards. Spins into Plummer. Kicks it back out. Here is Booker for three. Good.
That's a tough one there. Booker spotting up, Hughes flying by him, and Booker just calmly waited for him, spotted up and hit it again.
Hughes passed to Mills, and he is going to be blocked by Scarpelli out of bounds.
And here's the problem for Middletown. All game long, they have been trying to figure out how to get shots outside. They're not making shots outside. That means they have to take the ball into the heart of the Trinity defense to score, and Trinity is doing a better job of helping.
Hughes, top of the key, front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Hughes going to the floor, tips it to Mattis. Back out to Plummer. Plummer drives in from the wing. Wild shot, rebound is by Trinity. And it's going to be a foul called against Middletown.
Mattis will pick up his second. This is danger time for the Blue Raiders, too, because the shot selection since the technical foul has not been good. It's been contested stuff on the inside against taller players on the inside. It's been rushed three-point shots off of haphazard screens. They must choose better shot selection if they're getting back in this game.
Good. Tom McKee over to Booker. He'll try the three again. Good again. Jack Booker off the bench tonight, but he's hit two big threes here in the third quarter. And it's the biggest lead of the game at 10 for Trinity.
He actually is the second leading three-point shooter on this team. That's his 23rd of the season.
Marakovich, top of the key. Bad pass. Gilbertson read it, stole it, taking it all the way up and good. And now it is a 12-point Trinity lead, 42-30. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Plummer goes over to Marakovich, to Mattis. Bounce pass over to Mills. Mills, Mattis, right wing, Plummer, top of the key. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Hughes at center circle. We get the offense in motion here to the top of the key. Spins into the lane, walks.
Yep. And the problem, Steve, for Middletown, since that technical foul, they have not run good half-court offense. And on the other side of the ball, they have allowed Trinity to set up their own.
Gilbertson down to Edwards at the buzzer for three. No good. We'll take timeout. We've reached the end of three. Our score, Trinity 42, Middletown 30. Back with the fourth quarter after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Raiders get the basketball first here in the fourth quarter. Down by 12. Mills, nice pass to Hughes to the bucket, up and good.
And they lulled him to sleep. The elbow offense is predicated on being able to make a quick backdoor cut, and that's exactly what Hughes did when they overplayed.
Here comes Gilbertson in just past the foul line, and he puts the jumper up and good.
He's not missing that shot. Middletown did not trap effectively, and that opened up a 3-on-2 opportunity in the lane.
Leach, top of the key. Bounce pass over to Plummer on the left side. Comes over, Marakovic at the elbow on the right, cross court to Mills on the left side. Just behind the elbow, now he'll drop back towards center circle. Mills to the top of the key, fakes the drive, comes back over to Leach. Over to Marakovic, he'll drive to the bucket and he'll call a foul against Long.
His first.
Marcus Hall comes back in for Trinity.
We'll see how long he comes back in for.
See how long. We'll set up the pool here.
But he's not on Hughes this time, so I think he might be a little bit safer over there with Leach, but you never know.
Mills, top of the key. Bounce pass over to Leach, left side. Here's Hughes, top. Over to Mills. Mills looking for Rakovic, cutting to the bucket, puts it up too strong. Rebound is by Marcus Hall. Gets it poked away, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Trey Leach.
Boy, but Leach hands in there, and Trinity had no idea that he was even lurking around and is able to get a hand on the ball and almost get the turnover.
Gilbertson in the backcourt, being harassed by Tyre Mills. 6:40 to play. Trinity by 12, and it's going to be Gilbertson over on the sideline. Bounce pass over to Hall. Now it's going to be Long, left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there, goes to Gilbertson. Gilbertson off a screen, pulls the trigger from 17, off the front of the rim, no good. Good with the rebound, but he is over the back.
First time all game that they've actually called that one. He did not have position on the play. And the second personal against Long.
It's going to be Leach across midcourt for Middletown. Raiders trail by 12 here. Bounce pass, Hughes inside, puts it up and good. Gets around the defender and lays it in.
And a timeout by Middletown. We'll keep it here. Ryan Hughes in the second half so far. It is Ryan Hughes with 14 points for Middletown and everyone else with nothing. That's not usually the way that you win a basketball game against a team like Trinity. And what we've seen, and this is what we talked about in the first half, is if you're Middletown, make the other guys score. But more importantly, you can't let certain guys beat you. And Gilbertson right now had a 10-point third quarter, has another bucket here in the fourth, but he's up to 19 points on the game. But he got 2 3-pointers from Booker in that third quarter. Scarpelli made a bucket. And the team's intensity after that technical foul called against Barris, their team's defense intensity especially changed noticeably on the floor after that time. And that's where Trinity teams under Larry Kostlak over the years have always done their dirty work. They get credit for having great scorers and shooters. What they don't get enough credit for is the hard-nosed defense that they play in and year out. And that's what really gave them the advantage in that third quarter.
And now his pass gets to good. He gets it up to Hall, a dangerous pass, but somehow it found its way there, and Trinity retains the possession of the basketball. Leading by 10 here with 6 minutes left to play in Middletown High School Gymnasium. Booker, good. Underneath, Hall could not handle it, and he tips it out of bounds.
It's a tough ask right now, too, for Marcus Hall, who has played sparingly the entire game, to come in cold and then be asked to be the focal point down low, posting up, and trying to catch a rocket of a pass from Good.
Leach dribbles it down to the right corner. Marakovic on the right wing. Marakovic back near center circle. Holds, goes to Mills. Mills now looking to get it. Gets it to Marakovic, and we've got a foul call. Yep, there's the Marc Gasol foul.
Matter of time. He just has no luck whatsoever when he plays against Middletown. None. Most of the time he's been chasing Hughes. And now Trey Leach to the line, which, by the way, in his last four games is up to 56% over those four games.
In and out.
Tried to help.
Yeah, try.
Try to be positive.
Rebound by Trinity. 5:23 left to go. 44-34 in favor of the Shamrocks. As it will be Gilbertson spinning away from Mills. Gets down to the baseline, throws it around, and we've got a foul called away from the ball.
Not the worst foul, though, on Plummer, because he doesn't have any so far. It's the fourth team foul against Middletown, and it looked like they're going to have a wide-open jump shot.
Now Leach and Good bump into each other. The official steps in and says, all right, that's enough. Now Trinity will inbound the basketball. Gilbertson, the trigger man, gets it in. Good in the paint, puts it up, and he is going to be fouled by Plummer. The shot was no good, but it's going to be Sean Good to the line to shoot two.
And Plummer immediately turns, and I know exactly what he's talking about. As soon as Good had the ball going towards him, he bumped hard into Plummer to try to gain some separation. And you would think that they would be looking for that after coming right to that spot earlier, and nothing was called.
First shot is successful for Good.
Plummer out, Mattis back in. Leach is trying to lobby the official here at midcourt and explain his point of view on some things.
Good makes the second one as well. Back to a 12-point lead. Hughes top of the key for the Raiders. Over to Leach. It's Mattis. Now it's Hughes. He'll take the three. It's good. Nope, they're going to say his foot was on the line for two.
He's a point away from his season high, though, now at 23 points for the night.
Cooker in the backcourt. Double team, gets away. Still being harassed by Hughes, and they're finally going to get a foul on Hughes as Cooker was doing everything he could to try to get around him.
Just his first, though. And still a non-shooting foul as it's team foul number six.
Yeah, I think the scoreboard's wrong. It's 46-36. And a foul called against Middletown.
Fouling Mills here. I'm with you, Steve. I think there is a scoreboard mistake because I think they assumed the huge shot was a three.
Yeah. First shot at the line is good.
We'll circle it and come back to it if we need to.
It's Timmy Edwards at the line. Second shot on the way. It is good. So 48-37 is what's on the scoreboard. So we'll just roll with it until they change it, I guess. Down in the corner, Hughes tries a three, and it's good. This is definitely a three this time.
No question, he's behind the line in Middletown. Now they're at 38. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Here's a jumper from Long. That is good at the free throw line. Here's Hughes. He'll try a three again. That's no good. Good with the rebound. Up court, though, Plummer gets the rebound. Plummer gets the steal, sorry. He has it top of the key. Tries the three. That's good.
And all of a sudden, Middletown, after hitting virtually no threes in the entire game, back-to-back trips with triples. And they had the scoreboard correct again.
Yes, the scoreboard is now finally correct. So it is 50-42. Timeout on the floor. We'll just keep it right here with 4 minutes. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It is 50-42 in favor of Middletown, or rather in favor of Trinity. A couple back-to-back threes there for Middletown with a Edwards jumper in the middle, and Brian doing a good job of explaining to everybody that it is actually correct on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they made things up, and I don't want them. I don't want the fans to spend their energy yelling at the scoreboard people when they can be screaming at other more important things to be screaming at instead. Like with the fans I was talking to, probably referees is usually the people that they yell at.
It's going to be Trinity with the basketball following the timeout. The Shamrocks lead by 8, and they will get it inbound. Scarpelli will come up against Plummer, gets it to the top of the key, circles around, and Plummer almost knocks it away. He does knock it away, but it's going to be still Trinity basketball.
That was one of those where instead of calling the foul on Plummer, they allowed Trinity to keep the basketball. It looked like Scarpelli actually was the guy who touched it last on the way out, but they could have called a foul instead.
Booker to Gilbertson, over to Good. Now it's Booker. Top of the key. Hands it off to Edwards. Over to Scarpelli. Into the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Mattis blocks it. Rebound by Leach. He'll bring it down. Bounce pass over to Hughes. He'll drive in now. Kicks it back out. He'll still try to throw a pass to Leach. It's loose out front. It's into the front court for Trinity. Leach has it, or rather Mills has it. Gives it to Plummer, to Leach down underneath. And Good blocks it, and it goes out and bounce off of Good.
Let's start back at the beginning of that entire sequence. Scarpelli, ill-advised shot. And he's not the guy they want taking that one anyways. And if he does that again, I'm sure that Coach Kostelec would take him out. On the other end of the ball, a couple chances for Middletown. A little sloppy. They've got to work for quality shots, quality looks.
Inbounds pass, Hughes, three-pointer, in and out, rebound. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Edwards.
Love seeing Mattis on the floor diving for that ball at 6'7".
And Leach is going to pick up a chintzy little reach in foul against Scarpelli.
He's just 67%, though, so...
Yeah, but that's just 2 for 3.
Right.
So, small sample size here for Scarpelli being at the line.
And that's why you don't mind sending him there either, because he didn't get there a lot.
Right on the 1-on-1. That's no good. Mattis with the rebound for Middletown.
Huge trip for Middletown. Got to have a bucket here, I think, this time down the floor.
Absolutely. Mills at the top of the key. Picked up by Gilbertson. There goes the Leach in the corner. Hughes, top of the key. He'll take the deep three, and it's off the front of the iron, but rebound comes long right to Hughes. He'll go right back down the lane. Finger roll up and good, and the blocking foul is going to be called against Gilbertson.
It was late coming over. I don't think he wanted the contact, first of all, and he thought about it. By the time he tried to set himself, it was too late. And here's your target if you're going to foul somebody who Coach Kostelec has brought back in the game. That's Marcus Hall. He's under 50%, one of the only guys on this Trinity team with that situation. So he's got to have a bullseye the second that he touches the basketball.
Especially because the next two fouls were 1-1.
Exactly.
Both ways. Hughes, free throw, good. Converts the three-point play. 50-45, the Raiders hanging in there here with 2:43 to go.
Marakovich will have instructions and also will give Hughes a very quick breather.
Hall looking to get it inbound. A pass is going to be fouled, or Good is going to be fouled on the inbound pass by Mattis.
And how he has shot foul shots today, even though he's a 62% foul shooter on the season, I wouldn't necessarily say he's the first guy I want to send there. Mattis is third.
No, that wasn't an intentional attempt for a foul.
And this is the last 1-1 for Middletown.
So Good front end of the 1-1. This is short, and it rattles out, and Hall knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Middletown basketball.
Trinity misses both front ends of the 1-1. Hughes comes back in the game for offense. Timeout called on the floor.
Timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:41 left to play in the fourth. It is Trinity 50, Middletown 45. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr., and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder. Not just another funeral home.
2:41 left to play. Middletown with the basketball, trailing by 5. They have scored the last 6 points in the ball game. Here goes Hughes down the left side of the lane, throws it back, and it's going to be stolen away by Gilbertson. Gilbertson into the front court for Trinity. Double team, passes it over to Long. Now back to Gilbertson near center circle. 2:20 left to play. Gilbertson with the dribble over the right side. Looking against Mills. Edwards. Over to Hall. There's Hall. Plummer will come out, be aggressive, tips it, and it's going to be a foul. Is this going to be a foul on Hall?
It is. It's going to be foul number 5 against him because he's the guy who made the poor pass. Great job by Plummer getting Long out there on defense.
The important thing there was Plummer was able to get enough of the ball so that Hall no longer had possession.
Correct.
And then Hall came over and barreled into Plummer.
We're going to have a conversation about this, but it should be Plummer on the line shooting the 1-1. And for Middletown's Chris Plummer on the season, he's a 47% foul shooter. The Achilles heel, I think, of this Middletown team potentially on a longer run in this season may end up being their inefficiency from the foul line. So Plummer needs to come up with at least the front end here to gain some points.
Plummer at the line, first shot on the way. It is no good. Rebound is by Sean Good of Trinity.
And that's two missed front ends for Middletown here in the fourth quarter.
And here comes Gilbertson across midcourt. Under 2 to play. Trinity leads by 5. Good. Top of the key. Scarpelli, left wing. He'll work it around against Plummer. Now gets to Gilbertson. Splits the defenders. Down into the baseline for Edwards. Jumper no good. Rebound tipped and Good comes away with it for Trinity.
Yeah, Middletown did not get a chance to box him out because of the rotation defensively.
Gilbertson gets it to Scarpelli. Plummer trying to hack that one out of there, and he's finally going to be called for the foul, his third. And Scarpelli to the line now to shoot 2.
And he already missed a foul shot earlier, so you don't mind sending him back there. And as you said, a guy who coming in was just 2 for 3 overall for the season, but that means he doesn't get there very much. He doesn't practice there very much during games, and now has to hit some clutch ones.
First one, good.
Leach back in for Mattis for offensive purposes.
1:29 on the clock. Trinity leads by 6. Scarpelli try to make it a 3-possession game here. Second one is short. Rebound, though, is pulled down by Gilbertson. Hughes reaches in and commits the foul, and it's going to be Gilbertson to the line now for Trinity to shoot 2.
That is a huge unforced error by Middletown inside. And that's with Good at the other end. So they're not even thinking about the box out. They're thinking about everything else. The ball comes down, and they do not catch it clean.
And Gilbertson, the worst guy for Middletown to be on the free throw line, makes the first one.
When Middletown goes back and watches some of the film on this, I think one of the main things they're going to look at is their lack of physical boxing out that hurt them in the first quarter and here down the stretch.
Hughes out to Plummer. He'll try the deep three. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound is going to go all the way out of bounds over on the far side of the court. And Trinity will have the basketball here with 1:17 left to play and an 8-point lead.
But you can't come back with an 8-point shot. And that's about from the area code that was from.
Yeah. Gilbertson in the front court. And he shoulders into Leach and nothing was called. And now he throws it away.
He does that all game. So, I mean, they haven't called the first quarter, the second quarter, the third quarter. They're not calling it now in the fourth quarter with a minute left to go.
All right, Kostolak calls a timeout. 1:02 left to play. We'll just keep it here with a 53-45 lead for Trinity. And again, Middletown has to recharge the batteries on short turnaround and take on Milton Hershey over at the Spartan Center, or the Dungeon 2.0, or whatever you want to call it over there.
I think the only thing that's going to be a problem is the fact that this has been a physical basketball game. They're going to turn around and do it again tomorrow. But I think no matter what ends up happening in this game, they're going to come out motivated tomorrow. They're going to go over there and want to give themselves a chance. If Milton Hershey then, assuming that they aren't able to turn an eight-point game around here at the end, but give themselves a chance to at least share in the title by going over there and winning over at Milton Hershey and getting back in the winning way. I don't think motivation will be a problem. The only question is against another physical and a draining team with the tempo that Milton Hershey likes to play at. Can they do that on back-to-back days?
Hughes to Rogovic, top of the key, long three on the way. That's no good. Rebound, Leach, and he will be fouled. And Leach to the line to shoot two.
It's going to be Edwards picking up his first. I mean, look at the last few shots Middletown has taken, though, Steve.
Yeah, deep.
25 feet out. And I mean, the shot selection has got to be better in crunch situations. I think that's one of the disadvantages of this team. They haven't had a ton of close games, and they're panicking here more than they should be. Got to work for a good shot.
Second shot is good from Leach after he missed the first one. 7-point game, and now there's a bad pass, and Scarpelli was trying to hit Long, who had already gotten to the front court, and the pass was still in the back court. Middletown will get it back.
Trinity doing everything they can to keep Middletown alive in this game.
Middletown had a great comeback down at Spring Grove, just fell short. Long three again from Hughes. It takes a total dead bounce off the back of the iron and goes through.
That matches the Gilbertson dead bounce from earlier in the game and gets Middletown within four.
37 seconds left. And again, you know, that game back at Spring Grove, Middletown was down by 10 with a minute left. And they came back and they had a shot to win the game at the end.
And Ryan Hughes now, 32 points in the game, 15, well, we'll put it this way, 15 here in the fourth, and he also has 25 since the halftime break. The problem for Middletown is they got 4 points for guys not named Hughes after the halftime whistle. But Ryan Hughes trying to at least offensively put this team on his back and try to get them to the finish line somehow ahead of the Shamrocks with that 4-point lead.
Long looking to get the ball inbounds. They do so. Gilbertson, he's able to dribble away from it. He dropped. It looked like he almost drug his pivot foot. He has to call timeout.
He did drag his pivot foot, and they missed it. They're too worried. The referees were too worried about watching for somebody reaching in and committing a foul that they never bothered watching the feet of Gilbertson, and he visibly moved the pivot foot. Hey, when you're in the lead, you get away with stuff like that, and that's what Trinity is able to do because they were able to take the better shots, make that push in the third quarter, pull away in the game. It's a team that they have aspirations of a state title. And while they are not the favorites necessarily to do so, you got to say they're one of the contenders in AAA because they just knocked off the number 7 team in the state in Plymouth White Marsh in 6A this weekend over at Trinity's gym.
The bounce pass, they get it into Gilbertson. He dribbles away from the pressure into the front court. He'll give it top of the key. That's going to be long, and he'll probably be hammered right away. He is. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Matt Long, 71% at the line as Marakovic picks up the foul.
It's good discipline there, too, for Middletown, because you don't want Gilbertson on the line. You know it's pretty much an automatic two.
The shot for Long is good.
Not to say Long's not going to make them both either, but Gilbertson, it's basically write them down. Everybody else may can prove it until they are showing that they're capable of doing it.
5-point lead, second one on the way. This is short. Rebound is by Hughes. He'll bring it down across midcourt. Foul line, and there's going to be a foul called.
Gilbertson with the hand check.
Yeah.
That's his fourth. which becomes a little bit more important now, because if Hughes makes both of these, it's a three-point game, and there's still enough time for Middletown to get a little closer.
So Hughes, first one on the way. It is good. Hughes is all in the rim, but gets through, and his career night continues. Second one for Hughes. This will make it a three-point game if it goes in. This one is no good. Rebound by Gilbertson. And it's going to be Trinity with the ball. They break free long into the front court. And Mills is going to knock him to the floor.
We're just going to say that Tyre Mills proving that he can play football on that foul. He came from the backside and slammed into him. Not a technical. He was going for the basketball.
Long at the line to shoot two again. First one is way short.
Pulling a string on that two times in a row at the line. And now Middletown.
Second shot for Matt Long. On the way. This one is good. Five-point game, 55-50. Here comes Hughes. 9 seconds left. Hughes, top of the key, long three. No good. Rebound into the corner. Hughes runs it down. He'll put it back to Plummer into the backcourt, and it is going to expire the remaining seconds on the clock. So that will do it. Our final score, Trinity 55, Middletown 50. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. After this, here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back one final time out here to Middletown High School Gymnasium here tonight as Middletown drops their third contest of the year, second one to Trinity, 55-50. A better effort in this one for Middletown expected on the home floor, but the result is the same, and it's another Shamrock win. And now Middletown has to win tomorrow night and then hope Milton Hershey can beat Trinity on Friday to grab a share of the division title.
Let's start with a couple positives. Number one, the Middletown girls win tonight at Trinity, 65-56. And with that win, based on where they are right now in the AAA girls standings, it looks like that one's going to get head coach Ron Stettler's group into the playoffs most likely. So congratulations to them for a big win. Second positive here was the scoring outburst from Ryan Hughes, career high 33, and basically put this team offensively on his back in the second half in trying to get them to somehow be able to take out the Shamrocks. And positive number three, because the Middletown student section came out wearing pajamas, when they go home tonight, they're already ready for bed. So those are the positives. The negatives here are very simple. They came in against the Trinity team, was a very good basketball team, and didn't get the win. Number two, because they had to play tonight and Milton Hershey was off tonight, they play again right back-to-back over at Milton Hershey tomorrow, and that's not going to be an easy task. No question about that. I think the other things that you have to take out of this game, too, when you have a chance to beat a team like Trinity, you have got to come with your A game. You have got to come with a disciplined effort. And there were different times in this game where Middletown either showed lack of discipline or where they showed, unfortunately, some inaccuracy in terms of their execution. At the line, they had opportunities to make shots at the line tonight. 4 for 9 from the foul line. So that's one thing that stands out. And including just 3 out of 7 in the fourth quarter, where every single one of those points down the stretch could have been helpful in changing the complexion of this game. Trinity, on the other hand, was 16 of 24 overall from the line tonight. If you look at one of the catalysts for the first Trinity run of the first half, that was in that first quarter when Tyre Mills, after a great defensive play on Austin Gilbertson, and he loses the ball out of bounds, claps in his face, gets teed up, and immediately Trinity goes on a run and ends up in what was a two-point game at the time, turning it into...
Yeah, it was 6 immediately because he hit the 2 free throws and they scored on the possession.
Exactly, and they ended up being up by 8 after the first quarter, and Middletown had to fight their way back closer, only down by 2 at halftime. But the thing that was prevalent, I think, the entire game was against a team like Trinity, who has a size advantage against you, you have to be very disciplined when you are boxing out. And Middletown tonight, or at key times, did not box out physically well. They sort of did that lip service thing where I'm going to get close to the guy and then I'll be able to outjump them. Against Trinity, you can't do that. You must physically box people out. You must keep them away. And when you make defensive rotations, you've got to find the nearest guy and put a body on him. And they didn't do that enough tonight. And I think at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing to me that stands out that probably ends up costing Middletown the victory tonight.
And Middletown got out-rebounded in the second half, 16-19. During the first half, they had 16. Trinity had 13. But second half, Middletown got out-rebounded by 7.
And if you look at where those rebounds happened, too, a lot of those rebounds were on the offensive end. And even when there weren't clean rebounds, there were tips and there different things where it kept possessions alive for Trinity. And they're too good of a basketball team to give them 2-3 chances at the basket each time down. Because if you're Middletown, most of the time, because of Sean Good underneath and the other size they have, you know, you miss a shot, you're getting one shot at it and that's it. And, you know, all that stuff adds up. I think it was a good performance tonight for Middletown. I think it's a game where when they look back at it, they're going to say, you know what? We had our chances to win this game. But I also think it's going to be something they look at as being a missed opportunity. I don't think it's the best matchup in the world, and I don't think it's a bad thing for Middletown that they're not going to see Trinity again in the season. But it's a game where I think when they look back, they're going to say, we had a chance to win this basketball game. This is what we have to clean up, and I think it's going to make them a better team in the long run.
Yeah, coming into this game, Middletown was the top-rated team as far as the district points go in 4A. Trinity, the top-rated team in 3A.
And then Milton Hershey, I think, is in the top six. I think they're about number six in 5A.
Yeah.
So just shows you what kind of basketball this Capital Division is, with the top-loaded teams, Middletown, Trinity, Milton Hershey, all very good.
And let's not forget, Steele High is a
very good
basketball team who has almost knocked off Middletown, almost knocked off Trinity already this year. You know, they're a basketball team that also at the AAA level is going to be heard from as well, probably at some point in the playoffs, I think, if they don't match up against this Trinity team. Because I just don't think they're long enough either, as far as their size, to really match up and take Trinity out. But it was a spirited game, and you always expect one when you have these two teams play. But unfortunately for the Blue Raiders, they will not beat Trinity again. This is now, I believe, seven straight in this series, and it dates back to 2011, the last time the Middletown won this matchup.
And we'll just put it out there. We'll say Middletown might actually be favored against them next year, with all the players returning from Middletown and Gilbertson, Edwards, both seniors for this team.
So. I would have to think so a year from now, because you're looking at Scarpelli, Long, Booker, and still good, and put Varus in there as well. The size situation will still be there for Trinity, but it's a game where Middletown, I think you're right. I think next year you'd have to think, barring different players coming in that are not currently on the roster that you would expect to see, I would think Middletown would be favored. Let's take a look at the scoring in this one for Middletown. Ryan Hughes with 33. I believe that's a career high for him, and eclipses his previous season high of 24 by 9 points, and he had 26 of them here in the second half of play. But everybody else, I mean, there wasn't anything there. Chris Plummer with 8. It was 5 for Trey Leach, 2 for Tyre Mills, 2 for Kyle Truesdale, and none for Luke Marakovich in this game. And when you only have one guy scoring for you, that person better be hitting everything. And Hughes was hitting a lot of stuff in that second half, but not quite everything, and just no scoring support to back up. That was not the case for Trinity. Austin Gilbertson, who declared earlier this week that he is going to play at Pace University, which is in New York Division II school, he had 21 points to lead the way for them. It was 11 points for Timmy Edwards, way down from his usual point total, but they got points elsewhere. Jack Booker came in with a very important 8 points off the bench, 7 points for Sean Good, most of them from the line. It was 4 points for Matt Long, 3 points for Mike Scarpelli, 2 points for Marcus Hall, who, again, fouls out of a Middletown Trinity game. It'll be his last chance to do that. And 1 point for Kalen Varus off the bench. But all told, Trinity wins 55-50. You know, congratulations to the Shamrocks. They came in here and did what they needed to do. It wasn't pretty all the time, but I think also you got to remember they're coming off a very big win for them over Plymouth White Marsh on Saturday. You're asking your team to get up again for a divisional game, which not the easiest thing always to do, and this is the sort of thing that this team is going to have to do in the playoffs when you play big game after big game after big game of great importance if you're going to go as far as what the Shamrocks team thinks that they want to go.
Oh, that'll wrap up our coverage of Middletown basketball tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be right back on the air, 7:30 approximate tip-off time of Middletown at Milton Hershey. Again, the stakes for Middletown tomorrow: if they can beat Milton Hershey, then they can root for Milton Hershey to beat Trinity on Friday and create a three-way tie where Middletown will have beaten Milton Hershey twice and lost to Trinity twice, and Milton Hershey would have beaten Trinity twice. So that could create a three-way tie, but that's the only hope Middletown has for the division. Regardless, it's a big game between those two teams tomorrow night. Then we'll have girls basketball on Friday night against West Perry. And then next Tuesday we will wrap up the regular season, at least, with, I believe that's boys at Boiling Springs. And then next Wednesday we'll have LVC against Arcadia women's men's doubleheader. So for everyone involved with tonight's broadcast, our studio producers, Owen Hederer and John Moyer, for DeMar Parker, Tim Neville, Brian Kaiser, Steve Lee saying goodnight from Middletown's High School Gymnasium. Again, our final score tonight, it was Trinity 55, Middletown 50. You heard it live here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Umstead Plaza Barbershop, Jade East Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.